We're looking at Crystal Ball, a photograph by Julie Blackman. What she does is she uses Photoshop to create deliberately sometimes scary and definitely whimsical images. In essence, she creates these settings that are depicting many different things happening at the same time, which couldn't possibly happen at the same time. The scariest part of this image, front and center, is at the back of this room, which appears to be just a living room. There's a window, and under the window is a radiator. Standing on that radiator, leaning on the windowsill, gazing out at the house across the street, is a young girl, 2 or 3 years old, I would guess. So she's standing on a radiator, which is in itself kind of a scary thing. But when you look in the crystal ball, you see reflected much of the room, including that radiator in the window. And what you don't see reflected in that crystal ball is the little girl. And so you wonder, well, is this a reflection before she climbed up onto the radiator or after? It starts to tell a more of a narrative than is already being told. Where did she go? What happened to her? She's in a slightly precarious situation. As anybody who's had a child or multiple children knows, having something like that really disrupts your life in a positive way, but also in scary and weird and funny ways. And so you start to look at all the things that are probably going on that are wrong in terms of, you know, the troubles and travails of being a mother. But it's what happens when you look in the crystal ball that you see both that fear and that joy of what's going on in this scene.